Hey, beautiful. It's really been like 5 months, four months since I left you a voicemail that wasn't some affirmations. But I don't know, I'm back. I feel like I've been just doing a lot of living. I had my baby. I moved into my new place. I've been getting my place together. I've been with my family. I've been resting. I've been healing. I've been bonding. I've been creating. I've been growing, evolving. And so much change has taken place, but I kind of just wanted to talk about what's just been on my mind today, or like the past couple couples. So the first things first, I'm not sure if I will be using cards in the near future. I'm not sure if I'll be using them at all, honestly. I saw a vision of me getting rid of them. Because, like, if you do know, the readings that I've done on here in the past were always talking about what we needed to be talking about, right? But I feel like the cards were just a tool for me to learn and, well, discover and then learn and strengthen my powers. I don't feel like I need the cards anymore. Like, literally, the other day, I was sitting here talking to someone and I started channeling. And they were like, "Is this my reading right now?" And before they even said that, I was thinking the same thing. Like, am I reading them right now? It felt like it was that same feeling I get when I'm channeling messages from cards. But it was just coming to me. So I feel like there were tools that I needed to improve and like strengthen my power. And I don't need them anymore. So moving forward, I'm not sure, but I don't plan on using cards anymore. Yeah. So, anywho, today I was in the store and I was at self-checkout and I had on this shirt. It said, "Fear nothing." And a lady read it and she was like, "I wish I could fear nothing." And I was like, "You can, like, you can." She was like, "Nah, something about her mind." And I was like, "Well, you have to have control over your mind. Can't let your mind control you." And rada, rada, rada. But that just had me thinking, like, it's not even the fact that having no fear is going to get you where you need to go. It's the fact that even through fear, even with fear, you're not letting it stop you. Like, fear can be an obstacle, right? But don't let it be a blockage. Don't let it hinder you from getting you to where you need to go. Like, knees buckling and all, I'm talking. Like, get the job done regardless. You cannot let fear stop you. Overcame fear to get here. Period. You have to overcome your fear. For some reason, I want to do a whole thing in there. Overcame fear to get here. There we go. But yeah, you really gotta overcome fear. Don't let fear punk you out for real. Like, just think, you right there. You completing whatever you need to complete that you're fearful of. It's going to advance you to the next level. And of course, your past or just things that forces don't want to see you win, don't want to see you move forward, don't want you to leave the lifestyle that you got so comfortable with. or the whatever you got so comfortable with, the situation, the relationship, the job, the whatever. So it's sitting right there at the door, guarding it. You know, but you can't let that stop you. Like, I'm going to get in this door, baby. That's what I want to do. And I know I'm capable of it. So you have to do whatever you need to do, whether fear is around or not. You have to do it through fear. Because you're probably not ever going to be fearless. I'm fearless. Completely fearless. Like, you, things are scary. Like, things are scary, and that is okay. That is perfectly okay for things to be scary, because, shoot, things are scary. But just like you're going through a haunted house, you're going to keep going through it, getting scared all along the way. But then you think about it, you go to a haunted house for the thrills of the getting scared. So if we can apply that to real life, think of the fears, the things that is thrillful, like knowing I'm going to get to the end of this and look back on all the fun that I had, on how excited I was, like adrenaline rushing, like. And then to know that you accomplished something, to know that you got somewhere that you've never been before, you know, to know that you overcame that, to know that you didn't let fear keep you from even entering. Baby. You can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do, honey. And you don't have to be fearless. You just have to fear less. Oh. Come on. Huh. I think that's really all I had to say. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know, because a lot of the times I find myself trying to, like, base my future creations off of what I'm currently creating, or an idea that I have or something. And it's like, just create this idea right here, right now. And then whatever comes up in the future, allow it to come up and create that. But I used to find myself having a great idea and like, yeah, I can do this like every week. Or I can do this every, whatever, you know. But I just need to create it in that moment and see if I'm feeling it ever again in the future. And that's what I'm working on. Like, that's a whole nother aspect of a level of going with the flow. I have a pretty, not full day ahead of me tomorrow. Not going shopping tomorrow. I see I'm reading the text message. I need to focus. But I don't recall what I was saying. But I just seen. Okay, yeah, I remember what I was saying. I like the shortness of this. I like the podcast as being like my going through the day. And sharing, really sharing the lessons I'm learning. Because that's what it's called, life lessons, my reflections. But I also like the other things I do. But I can just do this when I feel called to. You know? Really go with the flow. Like, I was kind of tripping. Because we didn't leave out the house until, what, like 2-something today? But I've just been going with the flow lately. And just living life. Like, losing track of time. So I'm like, we supposed to be, you know, maybe we're not supposed to be at the house early. The printer was acting janky. I couldn't print the sheet that I needed to print out. So I'm going to have to end up going to the post office tomorrow or whatever. And then I could do a 2-for-1. Because I got to drop off these returns too. So yeah, I'm about to lay down. I just wanted to come and share that message with you because that really made me think and want to share that message because I've thought about that before. I've heard something about that, like something similar to what I just said. I've heard that before. But yeah, I love you and I will call you back.